Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to another special podcast here at TFMR. As you know, here in 2016, I've been working with Dan Amaduri and his company to shine some light on some mining companies and some exploration companies to give them some exposure to a wider audience. Hopefully, maybe get their share prices up, help them to then use their shares to maybe acquire more projects and to grow their companies without having to deal with these dastardly bullion banks. And so one of the new companies that we're going to feature here this month, and there's an ad along the side of this page that I'd encourage you to click on and watch a video. This new company is Callinex Mines. And today I've got the president and CEO on the line, a guy by the name of Max Porterfield. So, Max, thanks for spending some time to visit with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Max, Callinex Mines is a little bit different from what we featured earlier, and this is more of an exploration company, mainly in Canada. I know that's kind of a little different animal. And so I'd like you to spend a little time first talking about Callinex, the fact that it's not just gold and silver, we're talking about copper and zinc as well. What else can you tell us about your company?
Yeah, so we're a mineral exploration company. We're focused on projects in Canada. Today it's been in Manitoba in doing exploration for those type of deposits that are rich in copper, zinc, gold, and silver. I think it's a great type of deposit because, as you know, and you've experienced in the commodity space, there's a lot of fluctuations underlying metal prices that can impact the economics behind the particular deposit. So we're focused on going after high-grade deposits that are, you know, rich in both base and precious metals, and that's really kind of where we position ourselves. And then you mentioned in terms of exploration, being an exploration company, just kind of to note, historically, if you look at performance of the different type of companies in the resource sector, in exploration, it's going to be higher risk in terms of the work that we do, but you usually get about a 2 to 3 times leverage inherently in the share price performance of an exploration company relative to an underlying commodity. So that's really why I position myself and my career as well as the company to be in the exploration space at a time where I think the commodity prices are near bottom, if not already there.
Yeah, we're seeing already a tremendous move, not only in mining shares here in 2016, but so many commodities are going. And that's what I think is interesting about your company, Max, is that you're not just gold and silver, you're copper and zinc as well. And I know you're excited about those other metals as well. What can you tell us about, I guess, your prospects, not only for gold and silver, but also for copper and zinc?
Well, I like the base metal space more so zinc in the near term, near to medium term. I think if you look at zinc's an area of space that's being underappreciated right now from that standpoint. Over the past year and a half, you've had roughly 10% of global production for zinc come off because of these mines have come into their end of life there. But you haven't had the zinc price at a price to incentivize new exploration or development. And in fact, you've had above ground stockpiles for zinc be depleted by over 60% over the past 3 years. So you need a higher zinc price to incentivize new production and new exploration development of these type of projects, or you're just not going to have more zinc. So I think right now when you're a tipping point, inflection point, to have zinc move higher from here, I think that's a great opportunity for our company to go out and do exploration for these type of deposits. You're going to have zinc-rich areas, as well as acquire more advanced stage zinc and gold-based projects as well, with opportunities right for us.
When you've already made some good discoveries and you've acquired some interesting properties, clearly, though, I mean, when we get into these deals, it's all about the management and the expertise and the geologists. That's where it seems that Callinex has an advantage. What can you tell everybody about the team that you've put together?
Yeah, so absolutely, that's absolutely critical, because you can have the greatest opportunity, or whether it be in mining or anything like that, particularly in mining, but if you don't have the technical capabilities and the people behind it to really realize the value, the potential that a project might hold, it's kind of basically worthless for the most part. So what we've done here is built a renowned technical team that I'm quite proud to work with. Our technical team includes Mike Maslowski, member of the Canadian Mining Hall of Fame for multiple discoveries that went into production throughout his career. Jim Pickell and Alan Valls, another geologist and geophysicist, that are associated with the two of the largest discoveries in Manitoba history in the Flin Flon Greenstone Belt. In fact, between Mike, Alan, and Jim, they've been associated with the discovery of three of the four largest mines in the camp's history. And this is a camp that's been in continuous production for the past 90 years. That's seen over 32 mines go into production. So that's a lot to be said. And again, we're in it to do it and win it and do it again. And I think we've got the right people behind us with that team and others that are on the team to really reap a lot of success as we move the company forward.
What do you think, Max, about this idea? You know, I've read some things. I've gotten some feedback about, you know, it's nice to know that we've got metal in the ground, especially gold and silver, but that some of these projects, it's almost impossible to get it out of the ground unless prices really take off. Do you try to focus upon readily accessible deposits, or do you really just kind of take it where the road leads you?
No, absolutely. We want to focus on projects that are in great, jurisdictions, because again, you need to be in a jurisdiction. When I talk of jurisdictions, I'm like a country or an area they're doing work to either explore or develop something where there's a rule of law, because the rule of law is everything, because you don't want that overall government coming in and not, just taking it away or what have you.
Yep.
Or there being social unrest. So I think that's absolutely critical. And then again, aside from that, when you vector into a jurisdiction you want to be in, you want to be in where there's infrastructure, because infrastructure is absolutely critical, because it can make a marginal deposit being economic, because the amount of infrastructure in an area really is directly associated to the capital costs needed to take something into production.
Yep.
If you've got a big deposit that's high grade but extremely remote, and stick $1 billion to go into production, again, that's going to be a huge, huge hurdle for a company to do. So we really try to focus our exploration and development of different types of opportunities for us in Canada, where you've got infrastructure in place, which will reduce our upfront capital needed to eventually take something into production. So absolutely, I think infrastructure is absolutely key to what we're doing and where we see opportunity going forward.
You know, it's interesting, Max. I have asked over the last 6 or 8 months, I can't even remember how many countless mining specialists, geologists, newsletter writers, mining executives, what are the two or three key factors in finding winners going forward? Because, the shares had come down so far. And it was like, okay, if you can pick winners, if you can pick survivors, going forward, there's probably a lot of fiat cash to be made. And what's funny, Max, is you just mentioned the two things that universally was told to me by everybody I talked to. It was always, you've got to be working in countries that follow the rule of law, that you don't have to, we're not talking, about some banana republic someplace. And then the second thing, it's all about the team, the executives, and have they had success before in these ventures? And it sounds like your company qualifies in both areas.
I absolutely believe so. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about what we're doing, is I believe in the projects, and I believe in the people that I'm working with to create value for ourselves and our shareholders.
Let me ask you about one other thing, because this is something that really caught my eye, because everybody on my site, we're all just kind of individuals trying to do our own homework and help each other through all of the market movements and everything else that's going on in the world. And we try to do our own research, but a lot of times, I'm not going to try to make it sound like I'm a bit bigger expert than somebody that does this stuff for a living. And there was news for your company, I guess a couple of weeks ago, that a big private mining fund, are they out of Canada, this Resource Capital? Is that a Canadian company, Max?
Actually, it's a global fund. They have offices in Toronto, but their headquarters are actually in Denver and Perth, Australia.
Okay, so, and this is a big, I guess we'll call it a private mining fund in a way that has taken.
Yeah, it's a private equity fund. Yeah, so they're private equity investors that specialize in the mining space and the resource development space, and I have high regard for them in terms of their investment mandate and their team overall. And what they do is actually come in, provide companies with capital, and then also open up their relationships to add more value. So there's a huge win for us, because historically they've been investors only in project development and kind of construction stages, which is a bit further down the development pipeline, if you will, for a resource stock or resource company. But recently they went and have started investing in exploration companies. And I'm really quite pleased and extremely proud to have them as our largest shareholder now, and we're one of the first exploration companies to invest in. And again, they invested in us based upon the people and the area that we're focused on in exploration and the prospectivity our portfolio of projects holds.
And so obviously this is big news because, again, Resource Capital is a widely respected name. And for them to be putting some of their money behind your company, that's got to make you feel good, but it also has to improve your prospects to grow your company.
I can definitely tell you, it's, aside from just the capital, which we were very appreciative of, and then, you know, lending a helping hand on a number of different fronts, the brand recognition of Calinex definitely amped up quite significantly to attract an investor like them, because they're very sophisticated in their investment process. They have a very extensive due diligence process that lasts, you know, months upon months. And to really, if you kind of get the stamp of approval from them, it's really opened up a lot of doors for us as a company moving forward. So I'm extremely pleased to have them as an investor and the largest shareholder of the company.
Yeah, I tell you, Max, it definitely got my interest and interest peaked as well. For everybody listening, you want to find out a little bit more about Calinex. Like I said, there is an ad on the right sidebar of the homepage. I encourage you to click it and watch the video there. But Max, in the meantime, I do want to wish you the best of luck, and I'm very excited for the prospects of your company going forward. And clearly, it's a diversified company as well, with not just gold and silver this time. We're talking copper and zinc and base metals as well. Max, where can folks find your shares both in Toronto and New York? Do you have the ticker symbols there?
Yeah, you can purchase shares on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the ticker CNX, or for U.S. investors, we trade on the OTCQX exchange under the ticker CLLXF.
So again, that's CNX in Toronto and CLLXF as in Frank in New York, right?
That's correct, yes.
Max, that's some good stuff, my man. I'm very much looking forward to following your company. I'm going to become a shareholder myself. I think you've got a great story, and I want to wish you the best of luck in growing and really having an exciting year in 2016 and going forward.
Thanks so much. I look forward to having you as a shareholder, and I appreciate giving me the opportunity to share our story with your listeners there.
My pleasure, my friend, and thanks, everybody, for listening.